This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Amir, what sports did you do in high school?
Very little. I wasn't allowed to play sports like on my school team because everyone was better than me, obviously. I was 5'7" and 98 pounds and couldn't run very fast or jump very high. I couldn't move fluidly and I was very breakable, right. Fragile as a person. I played what was called summer league basketball, trying to make the team as a freshman, junior varsity. This is a private Jewish school, so set the bar low.
What is it? Dairy Academy?
I'm not done yet. So don't fucking talk to me yet.
I think there's a lot of reasons you didn't make the team. You at the tryout.
I had an
another shot, coach.
Attitude problem.
I just have to cue it up. I'm not used to this. Here we go.
That was easy.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. Monday, October 4th. This episode will be up in 4 days. With us as always, Grayson Wise, Marika Brownlee on the sax, and Amir Blumenfeld on the facts.
Actually, it's Amir Wise.
That's really bad name, yeah.
Wise. Wisdom is kind of the best thing you can have, and if it's in your literally in your name, that's the best you can be.
I think that was a major key alert.
Call me Grayson. Major key alert. Wisdom is the best thing you can have, so it's ultimately good if it's in your last
right.
name.
Yeah. Yes, right.
And then call me Grayson. Great.
Thank you. Uneditable, so that'll be on a delay forever.
I'll find a way to make that editable because for some reason I didn't chime in when I should have.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I couldn't make it happen. I couldn't make it so. I couldn't make it thus.
Is it stage fright?
Last week you guys told me to kind of take it easy, get more rest, and I have not done that. I'm so sleep deprived.
Why?
What's that?
Why?
I had a couple birthdays this weekend. Had a couple late nights.
Had a couple stage frights. I did an open mic where they kind of hoisted me onto what I thought was a throne, but ended up being kind of a...
Yeah.
Jester's toilet.
How's your foray into stand-up going?
It's actually a lot of fun, and I'm not super good at it yet, but hopefully someday.
This is so fucked up. The video aspect of this makes me so self-conscious these days because we can't edit out the pauses. We can't have any missteps, and I am cracking under the pressure. I don't know what else to do. I prepared a couple segments today, and I think they're going to be really good. But until then, how do we wax in a way that's listenable and now watchable?
Jeff, I think we can cut more than you think we can cut in the video.
All right. Yeah, Grayson is the one who's doing the editing, right?
Yeah, we should say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if you make a mistake, we can get rid of it.
Okay, all right.
But what if the mistakes are the funniest part of the show? Like, we should probably keep it in.
Yeah, the show's right? Mostly mistakes.
Yeah, well...
Well, what?
I don't know. I don't.
Rick is right.
I don't. Like, I thought you guys would bring something to the table in terms of like something that happened to you this weekend. This is Monday at noon Pacific. Sorry, one second.
Yep.
That's probably the worst sound, right? It's got to be the worst sound
effect. Let's just hold for sound.
The sound of something interrupting you that you control. It sucks. Do you have the sound of a truck idling and backing up in the distance?
No, he's going to see him searching for it again. It's going to take another 4 minutes. He's going to be editing it live.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that wasn't long enough.
The bad thing is this is just the sound effects that I get from my own neighborhood that Jeff is willingly putting into the show.
Right.
This is just like an AC unit.
It's 10 hours of a diesel truck idling.
Yeah.
Grayson, you had COVID the last time we talked to you. Now you look kind of healthy.
Thank you. I feel kind of healthy.
What have you done since COVID? Have you had a new lease on life?
Yeah. I mean, I still have one symptom. I still can't smell anything.
Really?
I don't
know.
Did you ever lose your smell?
I lost smell and taste, but they came back after like a week.
Okay. So hopefully soon then. It is really weird. And I read something on the internet that says like, as your it's not nose buds. What's the word for the equivalent of that? In your
earbuds. Yeah. Taste buds in your nose. Like your sense of whatever. Yeah.
As those come back, you just like start to smell really bad smells all the time, apparently.
Really?
Interesting. So,
looking forward to that.
So when does that become most noticeable? Because a sense of smell is something that I have, but I don't really, you know, have conscious appreciation for. So like, yeah. What can you not smell where you're like, that's weird?
It's most noticeable when I check whether or not I can smell again and I still can't smell.
Yeah,
I see. That's, so you're that's like when holding like fish to your face and you're like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
What?
I want to find a way to use it, you know, like for good. I think it could be some sort of superpower, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a room of stinky farters doing a contest as to who can handle it the longest, and you're fine about it.
Yeah. You figured it out.
What have you been testing?
Amir, what
have you been
life?
Testing?
The two examples you just gave was holding fish to your face, smelling it, and saying, that's fine. And then the second one was a stinky farters contest?
Yes. So like, it's like, how many times can you fart before you tap out because it smells too much?
Does that exist?
We can discuss later. It's all in my Squid Game spec script that I'm writing.
That show already.
What have you tried to? What have you tried to smell that didn't work?
I've tried to smell coffee a number of times. You know, obviously, just like deodorant in the morning.
Classic.
I might just be walking around smelling like shit now, and
you don't know,
and I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about taste?
I still have taste. I never lost my sense of taste.
Interesting.
That was my fear because I lost both. And I was like, I can make do without taste. Like I love food and drink. But smell, I would never know if you smell bad. Sex is different. And God, what was the other one? Nature.
Wait, you're saying that you would be more okay not being able to taste than not being able to smell?
Yeah.
That's entirely backwards.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It's usually an opinion, but that one's wrong. Most people would definitely take the sense of.
What was the first reason
smell.
Again?
Sex is different.
Nature?
No, that was the second one.
Nature?
That was the third one.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know if you smell bad.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All insane reasons, I'd say, in comparison to being able to eat food, which you like, you said. I'm surprised that you didn't have your... All right, sure.
That I didn't have what?
I was saying to Grayson, I'm surprised that you didn't lose your sense of taste.
Yeah. I always thought that those were connected in some way, same. But apparently they're not.
My friend hasn't been able to smell her whole life. My friend Hana.
She's coming to the...
Yeah, so that, I guess that happens. And,
yeah.
But that's like, you never know a good thing until it's gone, but it's like they didn't even have the good thing before it was gone.
Yeah. Everybody,
everybody, let's get into can't monetize it. This anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it started.
I needed to get the energy up a little bit. I got a cold brew specifically for this, for the bit that Marika likes to do, where she checks in on how much caffeine I've had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First one of the day?
This will be the third.
Early. 12:15.
Let's whack Celsius for a spell. Do you guys know Celsius?
The temperature measurement?
No! The energy drink.
Energy
the
drink.
Fitness energy drink. Yeah.
I don't actually. So
it's a fitness energy drink.
They say live fit on the side of it.
Nice.
Thanks.
I've never even heard of that. What is it?
It's an energy drink with only natural ingredients and 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is basically two cups of coffee. The CDC doesn't recommend that you have more than 400 grams in a day, so two Celsiuses, you gotta call it a day.
Okay. Is it like Red Bull or Monster Energy or something?
No.
How is it not? It sounds like a caffeinated energy drink.
It's like that, but it's Celsius. So, seven different flavors. One happy feeling. But
are you on their website right now?
No, but you do end up it ends up drying out everything. My lips are cracked, my eyes are even drier.
So great. Yeah, great for your chronic dry eye that you just got treated.
Yeah.
Sounds like you took liquid Accutane or something really invasive and terrible for you. I hated to see that. That's the kind of shit we didn't need to have on video. Yeah. The train in
full steam ahead.
To what? You said you had birthday parties? How were those?
They were really fun.
That's great. Anywhere exciting? Yeah. Were they just at people's houses or
anybody we know?
I was at my friend's house. One of them was at my friend's house, and that one just all my friends showed up to. I'm trying to think of who you guys would know. George Saba, Billy Brick was there. Cecily Bro was there. She's guested on a couple shows. That's probably it. But Grayson, you might know. Do you know Max Makovetsky?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What are the odds?
Genuinely can't tell if that's true or not.
Let's go to our first segment.
I just wanted on record that I went out of my way to ask Jeff about his day, and he didn't return it the favor to anyone else.
No. We'll all get around to that kind of bullshit. Depending on how this goes.
I think I just saw someone in a mirror's yard.
It was him. He's leaving.
We see the car pull away.
Welcome to Bond of the Week.
All Hold on. Someone's at my house. Play without me.
No, welcome to Bond of the Week. Oh, my God. This is fine. Grayson, how was your day?
It's good. I just told Marika before we started officially recording, though, I am dog sitting for my roommate, and the dog has now thrown up 4 times.
Yeah.
Once on my comforter and once on my carpet. So
we love that to sucks. Hear it.
Does your roommate feel bad at all?
He's currently in London, so I think he's just having a great time.
Right.
Yeah.
You're cleaning up dog.
And I'm happy for him.
Ah, good for you.
Does
good
the dog you. You can throw up this still. Frequently when your roommate's home, or is it just like a separation anxiety thing?
Not yeah, yet. That's what I was going to say. It sounds like separation anxiety.
Yeah, I think it's just that. Because if she is sick, I haven't taken her to the vet, so I wouldn't really know what to do if this became like a dire situation.
Yeah. Major key alert. Never do a favor for a friend, because if the favor goes sour, then it's going to cause tension between you and them. Versus if you just kind of say no up front, how could there be tension?
So true, because I am moving out now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's a bummer. That fast. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't sign an NDA, so I can talk about this. These are some checks that I got for playing Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher's best friend in a movie, but it was still photos. So it's like, oh, these are photos from when they were in college and friends with these people. So they dressed them to like look like they were in their 20s, and then
it was me
and a bunch of other people in their 20s. Yeah, I think they looked young, especially in photos where they can be edited. So that's how I spent last Tuesday. I was just in a living room in West Hollywood, acting like I was playing poker with them, and I got paid basically nothing. One of these checks is for $82.
Wow.
Well, you just posed for photos.
Yeah, but it was SAG. Like, I would have loved $500 at least, and I didn't even get that. And I was 4 days too, because I had to do a COVID test and then a fitting and then another COVID test and then the shoot. That should be $500. Know yourself, know your worth, Grayson.
Was that 4 days of activities?
Word of the fucking week. Word of the goddamn week. Four. I don't have $1,000 in my bank account right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's so clear, because you're complaining that you got a check about for $82.
Marika, what's up, man? What's absolutely up, dude? I love it.
Goodness. This weekend I was the Broadway flea market, which is fun for me personally. Just bought a bunch of Broadway shirts and stuff, walked around the theater district. Good times.
That's fun.
Saw Venom 2 this weekend. Also great for me. As I love the first Venom film. It was highly anticipated this year.
Did it disappoint?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a love story between a sweaty man and a goop monster. I don't know. It's good.
A tale as really old as time.
Yeah.
Is that what you said on Letterboxd? That's a really funny review.
On Letterboxd? What did I say? I said something to the extent of this is a rom-com, and I hope that Eddie and Venom on their beach honeymoon carve a heart and a palm tree together. It's a great time. Go see it.
That's fun. Well, look, we got to do this segment, even though Blumenfeld's not back. This is Bond of the Week, all right? Basically.
Wow. Oh,
there he is. Bond of the Week is a segment where every week from now until the next James Bond movie
comes
out.
Friday. It comes out Friday.
Oh, okay, then just this episode. But mm-hmm. Bond of the Week is a serial weekly segment that where we all kind of take our pick of who the next James Bond should be.
This week, my Bond of the Week is Gillian Anderson, because Daniel Craig talked about the next one being a woman, and she's the mom in Sex Education, and I'd love to see her just like battling. I mean, doing absolute spy work.
You're not wondering where I went.
Where'd you go?
I kind of left pretty abruptly, saw people walking in the background, and then I came back and it was just right into Bond of the Week. I guess we could discuss Gillian Anderson being the next Bond, but in case anybody's curious, maybe you can guide the conversation towards where I was, what happened, and stuff like that.
Where were you? What happened? Stuff like that.
It's actually none of your business, but I owed some cash to certain people, and I'll leave it at that. They came to collect.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable discussing it on the show, but at the same time, I do think it's your obligation as a host to sort of ask the questions the audience might have towards me. So you, at this point, you can either press on and inquire further or try to shift the conversation back to the bond thing.
All right.
Michael B. Jordan.
That'd be good.
What's that?
Yeah.
Bond has to be
Michael B. Jordan.
Bond has to be British, though.
I did some. I had some extra gardening work done because there's a lot of dry leaves in the backyard and the
just
city.
Power through, Grayson. Why Michael B.?
I mean, why not Michael B.?
He'd be awesome.
He would be so
Jordan.
Yeah.
Fire management requires that you maintain your yard in a way that you basically have to sweep.
You had to choose a British person, Marika.
I'm sorry. I'm literally looking at a list of British people that I have on my phone. Yeah.
And then Amir, don't just chime in with like, oh, like, you know, you gotta get dust removal. You have to get all this stuff. Nobody cares about what you do with your yard. Your yard is a piece of shit. I've seen it in person. It's flat. It's short. There's no real grass. Your front door is neon.
I feel like Aaron Taylor Johnson could be an interesting one. All right. He's in Tenet. He's in Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
He was Quicksilver in the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What about Amir playing the... yeah.
The what?
What?
Amir could be Q.
Beyond Janu.
That's cool.
The sort
Is that
of...
like the...
Sorry,
the nerd in the
fucking
van that's on the...
Shut up for a second. Shut the fuck up. It could be cool for you to be... Yeah, the nerd in the van, but I'm wondering if you're a Bond guy, if Gillian Anderson is Bond.
That's fun.
And so you're like at the bar in like a kind of racily clad little black suit. And
every boy needs a little black suit.
Amir, your bond of the week, and then we have to fucking move on.
Should I go like a standard one? I see Idris Elba being tossed out a
Idris
lot.
Elba's that... is
but I was gonna say it could be interesting.
Well, we have to
LeBron James is starting to make his foyer into acting.
Yeah, again, it has Imagine to be if British. It has to be British. And then Ferris and I will cut this out, but just for the latter half, because it's kind of the midway point, let's actually bring the energy up. Let's actually have a lot of fun instead of what we've been doing so far, which is utter horseshit because of the attitudes you guys have brought to the show. Grayson, you're doing great. Everyone else is fucking garbage. All right, here we go. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This is Impression of Doing.
What an ugly sentence.
Impression of doing. I have two generators up right now. Celebrity and random word. So basically I'm going to generate a celebrity. I'm going to go down the line. And you guys have to do an impression of that celebrity talking about or doing the word or action that I'm going to talk, that I'm going to say. Does that make sense?
Doing the action? You know, this,
like, if it's like Jennifer, what's it, Coolidge, doing gardening, she'd be like, I can't wait to have a hoe in my hand for the seeds this season.
Who was that?
That was Jennifer was Coolidge. That? And I thought it was pretty good. All right, Grayson. Yeah. Oh, God.
Right. Oh, no.
Wes Anderson in a swamp. And also, I should have mentioned
who
that
knows
part of this.
What he looks like, what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
And also, that's not doing, right?
Fine.
In a swamp?
You know what? No, that's what you got. All right. Wes Anderson in a swamp.
Shit. And I have 2 full minutes.
Go for it.
Yeah, just the only thing I know about Wes Anderson is that he's a director, so I'll start my impression now.
Oh, wait, action. You're starting it now? Okay, cool. Action.
No, I didn't need that.
There's a lot happening in front of the camera, but again, he's just the director, so.
I think it's a great impression.
I guess at the end of 2 minutes, I'll just yell cut, and then we'll. We'll cut this entire part out of the video.
I saw also this weekend I saw a Wes Anderson film at MoMA, which was fun. And it had a little intro from Wes Anderson, but I couldn't tell you. I think he has a pretty regular voice, I'd say.
Yeah, okay. You can't really do an impression.
Which
sort
film
of unimpressionable.
Did you see?
The Darjeeling Limited.
I think that's his worst movie.
It's one of my favorites, I think.
Actually, I think Bottle Rocket's the worst.
I also love Bottle Rocket.
Bottle Rocket, the short film, or Bottle Rocket, the feature film?
The feature film.
Right.
I also snuck into MoMA after I saw that, which was pretty fun. A little heist. It was really easy.
Jeff, you have also made it impossible to edit this now because there is a running clock on the screen.
So everything you were worried about before is coming true because of you.
This is still, we should say that this is still Wes Anderson in a swamp. This is what this is supposed to be.
No, it's not, man.
I he had 2 minutes.
He did
out.
It quickly. You restarted it, by the way. You started it again.
Because, Grayson, you said, I'm going to start now. So I yeah. reset it.
That's totally fair. I'm still, if you could just let me finish my impression, yeah, I'm still exactly. doing it. I'm still on the clock, so.
Exactly.
Y'all going to see the French Dispatch when it comes out? It comes out on my birthday, actually. Could all go before Headgum Live.
And cut. That's
that
a wrap.
That was really good. That was really good, Wes.
Thanks.
All right, now it's Marika's turn. Here we go.
It's not.
P.T. Barnum. At an assassination.
Again, these are not doing. The entire game is the impression of doing. Yeah. And it's just people at places. You could be doing
yeah,
anything.
What are these generators?
And stop moving the clock so much. It's so erratic.
God, what's
it's
on his
so
you can see all your tabs.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Oh my God.
Impression
I guess, to
of
be clear,
doing.
I am at an assassination right now, first and foremost.
Yeah, just which is like something you paid tickets for. Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming P.T. Barnum is, of course, me, who is the circus man, right?
Yeah.
The Wild West showman.
Right. So I'm assuming I'm at the circus because I am. And, you know, there's an assassination is about to occur.
Yeah.
Which is great.
This was is alive you doing P.T. Barnum? This is this current voice you're about to
yeah.
go into it.
Mm-hmm. No, not about to go into. Currently I'm in.
This sucks. This fucking sucks.
What did you think would happen?
I thought I did this to put you make you guys uncomfortable and get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that
and
was never gonna
tried.
Happen. Yeah, of
you're
course.
Just not giving people that it's possible to do an impression of.
And they're not, again, they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Right.
They're, well, yeah. PT is at
just
an assassination.
At, yeah. At
but he's just there.
Yeah.
Yes. He could be talking about anything.
I guess the assassination, let's say it happened right now. Oh, what notification did you just get? Grailed, now live designer week. Yeah. The assassination happened. Everyone around me is panicking. I'm fine, though.
Why are
you?
Because
I knew it was going to happen.
What?
Because I'm at an assassination.
He orchestrated the entire thing.
All right, it's Amir's turn. I swear to God, if you don't bring this home, I'm going to be mad. All right.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson.
Okay.
Being lonely.
All right. I'm Rainn Wilson, and where is everybody? I'm all by myself. Yeah, we can read your email. Gmail's just coming
in, by
the way.
Do you have info about the Texas governor?
If you donate to Act Blue even one time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if I should do a crossword puzzle. Oh, here's a clue about me. It's saying actor Dwight from The Office.
You know what? Fuck this.
What? That was giving my all.
Fuck this shit. That you're not going to so take it much seriously. More than
everybody else did worse than me. By the way, Rainn Wilson being lonely, again, not doing anything. It's the absence of doing.
I forget awful. Every time.
I thought that was a pretty good fucking game.
That was easy.
Why? Why?
Have you guys seen Taskmaster?
Yes.
Yep.
What is
I've,
that?
I
How
told
have
you
this?
To watch Taskmaster, Jeff.
Yes, correct, 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 correct. Well, guess
are you
what?
Just curious, or are you setting up a segment?
I am setting up a segment, and I'm curious. All right. This is, well, that's Taskmaster.
Did you say this is, well, that's Taskmaster? Is the title.
Just, yeah.
How's the coffee doing? It's not a lot.
Welcome to Rashmaster.
Oh, no.
The applause.
So I'll be honest, I still haven't seen Taskmaster, but this is Rashmaster.
This is hardly a rash.
Is the name of the game.
Also, to be clear, I told Jeff to watch Taskmaster for inspiration for this show from people that do things like this professionally.
Amir was exactly right, and he hasn't even heard the game yet. So this is
you
rash.
You guessed the rash.
You guessed the rash.
Yeah.
And let me say no. It. Let me
and I won't
say
be
it.
Looking at the screen, to
all right.
be clear.
Amir got rosacea right. That's $100 to Amir. $100 owed to me for every wrong answer, we should say.
Is rosacea a type of rash?
In a way.
Is that Lyme's disease?
Oh, my God. Blumenfeld's cleaning house. That's $200 to Amir, his name.
I'm an amateur dermatologist of sorts.
I literally
that looks like
I hate
eczema.
This so much. I hate Grayson? Looking at skin issues.
Poison really? Oak.
Oh, that's good. Poison ivy?
I'm not going to guess. I have the screen so small that I can barely see it. Also,
what is it?
Stop.
Say
this.
What it fucking is.
This one's hepatitis C.
Hepatitis D, all of the above.
Nice.
All right, next one. That looks like poison oak or poison ivy.
Poison sumac.
It was poison ivy. Amir's exactly right, and he's up $300.
Diaper rash.
I should have done diaper rash. I just didn't like kids are the only people who wear diapers, so I didn't want to show a photo of like a kid's ass.
Wow,
that was a good.
Now
instinct.
We know where you draw the line.
Yes, of course.
Is that a butt or a boobs?
That's going to be a butt. An adult butt.
Is it bacne?
Marika?
I'm literally not looking at it.
Wise. Let's see how wise you are to rashes.
Is it Marika? Diaper rash?
That was already guessed and it is not.
What is that little extra box that keeps coming up? That's got to be a bad move on your part. An accent
oh, wait, really?
Of sorts.
Yeah. What happens when I do that?
Like there's like, no, there's just like a little preview of the same image, but a slight, yeah, like it keeps.
Yeah.
What is this that it keeps moving? Yeah.
I can't just see what you guys are actually seeing. This is going to be a yeast infection.
Why did you do this?
Because
like
eczema.
Second YouTube video.
You can tell.
Because I wanted
it's
to do
raised,
something based on... What'd you say?
Yeah, it's dry. It's eczema. Yeah, it's raised and dry.
Wrong.
Psoriasis.
Elbows.
Oh, Marika!
Not even looking
ahead.
At it. Not even looking at it.
All right. This one should be a gimme. Let's see how wise Grayson can be.
This one feels like back knee.
Yeah.
Amir?
Damn.
Back acne. Which is different from back. Actually, I guess it could be chicken pox, but...
Correct! All right, I'm here with $400. Let's see what this is.
What are those little eggs? Are those spider eggs or something? Like that extra box. Is there a world where this is bacne and it's just so zoomed in? Interesting.
How many different rashes do you think the average person knows?
The perfect out of context HeadGum
half
quote.
Of these aren't rashes.
Yeah, that's true. More than half, probably. I don't think we've seen one rash yet. Yeah, we heard you play the wrong song for us.
That was easy.
This was shingles.
Yeah. This one's kind of sad. Yeah, I don't know what this one
this
is.
This one's going to be Scarlet Fever, and I think we should just move on.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Are they gone? Can I move my screen back? Don't look disappointed.
Why is it, by the way, that every time I actually put time and thought into the episode, it turns out to be horseshit?
And so then when I. The time and that? Thought you put was impression of doing and guess that rash.
Rash. How long did master. That one take to. An hour. That was an hour of prep, by
it
the way.
It shouldn't have been. And that's you shouldn't have made up. A game called Rash Master.
Daddy chill.
That we have to put on YouTube now and show are we
gonna
skin get a, diseases to people.
Are we going
to
get yeah. a flag for nudity for the butt?
Probably.
Maybe.
I think this should be a bye week. I think we Meaning? Shouldn't release this episode.
What?
Then why
what
are we here?
Are you talking? What can you possibly be talking about?
Let's get into it. We're almost at the 40-minute mark here, but I feel like we didn't talk enough about you guys. What'd you guys do this weekend?
Let's go.
I had
Amir.
A pretty eventful weekend. I went to my niece's bat mitzvah, a Jewish coming like? Of age ceremony. So it's a dinner or a party, either before or after, and then a service where the young lady reads from the Torah based on what portion is being read that week.
We know.
The Torah.
We've all been to
I've
bar,
actually never,
bat, and
I've
B'nai
never been
mitzvahs.
To one.
Really? Then yeah. Continue. Sorry, Amir.
I mean, I know what they are, right. but never, I'm just right. saying I've never
so
been
So since
one.
The Jewish New Year just started, her Torah portion was Bereshit, a.k.a. the first one. That's right, God creating the world, Cain and Abel, the yeah. Garden of Eden. Some pretty important shit was discussed, read, chanted, and prayed upon. So, I guess, show some respect towards the liturgy. Genesis, as you Christians may call it, is a pretty important chapter in the Tanakh.
Why is that funny?
I'm just in awe. Because these are the days of awe. The Yamim Noraim.
What? Talk in not riddles for once in your goddamn life.
I went to my niece's bat mitzvah.
Good. Good. She's 13 Good. Already? Is this the niece I met at the HeadGum office once?
Yeah, well, there's a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old.
That's crazy. So this that's is the 12-year-old. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations. Everybody.
That's all you did this weekend? You didn't...
All I did? That's a pretty big fucking deal. What do you
I don't
want
know,
me to say
maybe you went
to
fucking Zebulon.
No, I didn't go to Zebulon. I'm not going to like crowded, dark bar parties.
Yeah,
seems
barbies.
Pretty dangerous right now, yeah.
All right. Well, I had COVID, so I'm okay. going to go to the parties.
Right. Exactly why I'm not going to the parties.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Because yeah. you got COVID.
Well, right? LA's numbers are going way, way, way down.
Are they?
Mm. They have to be.
Yeah. So you're not checking.
Not recently.
Of course.
Let's do Marika. What'd you do this weekend?
I think I really explained every single thing that I did this weekend. To recap, I saw a Wes Anderson film at the MoMA, snuck into the MoMA. The next day, I went to the Broadway flea market and bought a bunch of stuff. And then on Friday, I saw Venom. Or sorry, Thursday, I saw Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So. Mm-hmm.
So rude. Yeah, so what they did that weekend. They say it in earnest. You go. It's so rude.
Yeah, it is. And it was. On to the next, right? Two down, one to go, as it were.
It's so rude. Like, we have to have a guest on. I want to have a guest on next week because I want to be really rude to a stranger. We should get Dan Gurwitch on the show.
Sure. I'm sure he would love it.
Grayson?
If I tell you, are you going to play the wow sound effect after?
No, because I already like, which isn't good for audio or video. I already kind of made myself laugh at it, and none of you did, so that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a train up to New Haven, Connecticut to visit my friend for her birthday.
Mm.
Yeah. Very exciting. Train travel is the way of the future.
Said about the Metro North.
I really hope we get like that light speed rail or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That's called infrastructure, Amir. That's called jobs creation. What's that?
So what?
I don't know. It's all what centrist Democrats are always talking about. Infrastructure, jobs. Let's just all do nonsense and call it a life.
That's sort of what you're doing.
Yes. Yes, I'm a beacon of the prime example.
A beacon of joy. Nonsense.
Are you happy?
Yeah. Because, like,
you are?
Yeah, I don't sleep a lot because it sounds I'm having so much fun.
Don't touch your eyebrows like that.
No, I just get so much joy out of what I do on a weekly basis, on a daily basis.
Gross.
Major key alert. Be joy.
What?
Be joy is what I said. And it's a major key alert to send us off into the night. Not gently. Do not go gently into the good night is the reference.
Damn, Daniel.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? For some reason, the floor is all of ours at the same time. Let's all say it at once. 3, 2, 1. HeadGum Podcast Live. October 22nd, 7 p.m.
Tickets available. If you go to headgum.com/live.
I believe also.
Still some tickets available to that show and yes. High and Mighty Power Hour.
Mm-hmm. It is a power
hour. Two of
the
four podcasts are already sold out.
And then Marika, plug your shit. Grayson, plug your shit as well while Amir is talking. That'd be great.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of that weekend's
Twitter and Instagram and Letterboxd.
Part of it is
2 weeks. It's coming up.
This feels really weird to start talking. Wow.
It's going to go to headgum.com.
I think it's fine, though.
It's going to have a rippling effect.
Come hang with us.
People aren't going to be able to figure out where
it's going
to
be a party.
Billionaires are exploring space for no reason.
Even if the show you want to attend is sold out, everybody's going to be there hanging out before and during. After it's gonna be
and
a fun
it's
time.
Gonna be fleeting but also recorded. 80 tickets left for the entire thing, so if you want to do that, you got to get in on it now is my whole thing. By the time this comes out, probably looking more at 60 tickets if I had to guess.
Let's hope.
And I have 10 plus ones Amir left. I actually have 12 plus ones now, so there's only 68 tickets or seats, let's say. Mm-hmm. Grayson, anything more to plug that you didn't get out?
You know, Gray K Wise, that's me on if you want to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, any of the big three.
Is that a JK Rowling reference, or is that just Gray K Wise?
No, that's just my name.
I know, like, it's your name, but I also wondered if you were like trying to do like a JK Rowling thing.
I think that would have been. That would have been like a fun reference like 10 years ago, but everything she's done.
Yeah, but maybe it's subversive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, but it's not.
Brownlee?
I said all my stuff during the massive.
All right.
Thing,
so. All right.
Calm down.
This didn't go how I wanted it to.
Really?
The video aspects make me nervous, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair
I
for us all.
I forgot that it was video until we opened the Zoom. And I was like, I should have worn something more interesting. The best part of podcasting is you don't have to worry
about
what you look like.
You forgot that it was video, but you planned a video-based segment where people had to look at rashes.
That's also true. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, and HeadGum Live, HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd, 7 p.m. Get them before they're gone. I do think this is going to sell out, so if you've been waiting but you know you want to go, get them this week. And until next week, that's Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.